This is a CK to Z news update. Island Cookery 3 is a full-color cookbook produced on Quadra Island in the summer of 2021 as a fundraiser for the Quadra Island Children's Center. Since then, it has sold over 1,000 copies and counting, and is proof of how much can be accomplished in community.
I've been reflecting a lot, as I think a lot of people have over the course of the pandemic. What are the things that we feel inspired to participate in? And this project, I think for a lot of people, was exciting to volunteer to be a part of, not only because it's such an important project for our community. The Children's Center is an important and critical piece of infrastructure for young families living here. So there's that element of it, but also because it is such a beautiful cookbook and there's an element of excellence to it. And I think it's really a privilege in our lives to have those moments where we get to participate in something that is community-based, that is collaborative, that is meaningful. And I think it is really an excellent cookbook. The recipes are fun. They're not overly precious, but they're thoughtful with the ingredients. They're well executed and well written too. So it's been a privilege to work with so many talented and creative people on it.
Dre Hagen is a Quadra Island resident and one of the many people who have worked on the book, which celebrates local from cover to cover.
This project really started with a core group of people. I know Jeanette Taylor and Rowan Ken and a few others at the Quadra Island Children's Center. I had this idea a year and a half ago to do another version of Quadra Island Cookery, which has been a historical fundraiser for the Children's Center. And they also are all people who are excited about food and people and place. And the book is really about all of those things. So they thought we should get together and start doing this. And my involvement came a little bit later, first in testing some of the recipes. That core group of people does such an amazing job of recruiting all kinds of members of the community. I think over 340 recipes were collected and over 70 people tested and exchanged and commented and communicated on different recipes that were then winnowed down to, I think, 140 or so have ended up in the cookbook.
And this was actually all done through the pandemic, is my understanding of the time frame. Is that right?
Yeah, I think in that sense, it's pretty inspiring. Again, I'm really experiencing the talent firsthand of all the people who are involved and to see what could be done by people raising their hand and saying, this is something I could contribute, or, you know, here's a skill that I have. And Jeanette, and she's really the ringleader of the whole operation. One of her observations was that at a lot of steps along the way, people would come in who would bring additional talent or skill to the project, and then the project would grow beyond what even some of the first ideas were. And even in the time that I've been involved and working on it, just to see the number of professional and amateur photographers who were involved in taking pictures of the book. Vince Ken comes to mind. He's the one who really quarterbacked the whole photography aspect of the book, and a few folks tell stories of seeing some of his pictures and then everybody feeling inspired to say, oh, we could really make this a beautiful color book with amazing photography. So he really brought an element of professionalism around that aspect of it. Others come to mind. There's some artists who have been involved. Candace Holmes has done some beautiful illustrations, and people gathered stories and brought their storytelling voices to the writing of the stories of this place, or tips that are in tips section, or about the different products and ingredients that have inspired some of the recipes.
And from what I was reading about it online, it's really more than just here are some recipes. Like, there's really not only this community effort that you're speaking to, but also an introduction of place and what's special about Quadra. And even the chapters are based around certain activities you can be doing, or at least some of them are.
Yeah, absolutely. The chapter names are, I think they're really neat. They're from the sea, from the forest. So they really are rooted in place, from the garden. I think everything in the book really feels of this place and the people of this place. And yeah, that just feels really special.
It sounds like a real labor of love.
I think for a lot of us, it was an opportunity to cook and push our own skills in the kitchen and to take a recipe and then to test it, but then also to have professional chefs come in and provide us with some guidance and commentary. I really benefited a dear friend of mine, Brandon Peary, is an amazing chef. And I know Dan Guldeman and several other professional chefs also provided a opinions and guidance at important points with different recipes and testing. And so it was really fun to be able to go to them as we were cooking and taking pictures and get some advice.
The book has been selling very well through retailers and is now available for direct purchase online.
We've started our online sales campaign, and we were just doing some back of the envelope math yesterday. We're quite certain that we're north of 1,000 books sold already. We had a big push before the Christmas holidays, and then now we're really into getting more retailers. I know we're excited to have Marnie's books selling the cookbook, which is fantastic. And then we're also selling it direct to consumer online at islandcookery.com. And it's been fun to see a lot of support from people on a lot of the outer islands, as we've been fulfilling the orders over the last few weeks. It's neat to see that there seems to be a real nice solidarity among the different islands. So I know we've had orders from Cortez, and it's again great to have Marnie's selling them over there. And then we've also had Pender, Gabriola, Salt Spring. So it's fun to see all of those names popping up. And then further abroad as well, even a few requests down in the US. So it's been fun. And then here, of course, on Quadra, Works of Heart, and then Robbins at Book Bonanza and Q Cove. It's been really nice to have the support of the small businesses in selling the books. So they're available at a number of different retail outlets in the region.
And I think that's all listed on the website if people want to check out where to get them. Could you say just a few words about the Children's Center, what they do?
Yeah, really, we've had a number of friends and acquaintances who have had kids go there and who really just rave about it as a world-class place for kids to go and have that really critical early education. The programs are internationally recognized, and the kids who are there just have an absolutely amazing time. And I know there's a real emphasis on being outside in nature, and certainly getting to know the people involved with that organization has been a real privilege. They just do amazing things for the kids here on Quadra.
A whole generation of kids has grown up since the first two cookbooks were released.
It's also been exciting to see how many alumni of the Children's Center have been buying the books. So one of the things we've been thinking about is doing a little marketing campaign around the alumni, young people who moved their way through the Children's Center, as most Quadra Islanders would have who grew up here.
Island Cookery 1 was published in 1981, and Island Cookery 2, Hagenthot, was in the early 90s.
The first and second cookbooks are really popular on Quadra, and they're probably found in most people's homes. This is the third one, and they're all a little bit different. I've had fun thumbing through them, and it's really neat to see the evolution of the recipes and the evolution of the book itself. All of the recipes in the new book are their new recipes. I think there's a couple ones that have snuck their way back in just because there'd be a revolt on Quadra Island if they weren't in there. So yeah, this is the third edition.
Would it be fair to say that most of the people behind this project were volunteers?
Yes, absolutely. And the bulk of the work was volunteer work. And then there were a few exceptional professionals on the editorial side who helped out really in the composition and putting together of the book. My overwhelming takeaway is that personally, it was such a privilege to just see so many amazing people come together and to get to know them and to just experience what's possible when people get together and try to do something that is meaningful and to do so in a very skillful and purposeful way. And I have just absolutely loved getting to know the core group of people who have been involved in that. And for me, it couldn't have been a better timing with the pandemic. It was just a way to be with people. Our meetings were 95% virtual. And of course, we had to have some in person when we were unboxing and shipping and moving books around. But it was certainly a real treat to have this as an outlet during the pandemic and a way of feeling truly connected. And my hope and sense is that a lot of that will persist beyond this book, and it might serve as a real nice way for us to reflect upon taking on new projects within our community in a really positive and effective way.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.